So before I get started on this podcast episode, in fact, these few podcast episodes, I have something quick to say. Over the last week, I've been monitoring the situation involving the New York State moratorium, in fact, the ending of it, and let me just say that it is completely heartless and misguided to let something like that end during the coldest time of the year. Now, a lot of people may disagree, because they've experienced financial ruin. And the fact of the matter is, everyone has. So to put your needs above those who are the most vulnerable makes you just as bad. And for those who are experiencing anxiety and fear, keep your head up. Stay strong. You will get through it.
Set around while they put our nation in the ground. will destroy us when we're in. Tell me, are they gonna win? Cause if that's the case, I hang up my cape and watch out the world on some arm grace. Get up. Looks like overkill. Determined to break. I will destroy us when we're in. Tell me, are they gonna win? Cause if that's the case, I hang up my cape and watch as the world sets up our graves. Yeah. Yeah. Honey, be the humanist.
Welcome to another episode of Season 9, Humanist Rising for Cosmic Collision. I am your host as usual, Beatrice Harris, a.k.a. Miss Honeybee, a.k.a. Miss Bee, and a.k.a. Honeybee the Humanist. Album Truth Beholden is out right now, and look out for the second one. So before I get started, let me apologize for the delay. As you already know, I have multiple medical conditions that can knock me on my ass for quite a while, but don't get it twisted. I still fight for humanity. So how can I say this without offending so many? I mean, it's nothing new with this. The constant fighting over who's right and who needs to shut the fuck up. It's a never-ending feud that only has left the ones in power to do what it takes to eventually destroy the very core of humanity, which is universal autonomy. But so many have been entrenched in such self-importance, that's why I say what I say about the failure of natural empathy and to follow the law down to the smallest detail. But in the last, so over 9 years, we have seen society collapse under the weight of inflation rates and the inherent violation of housing rights and protections for the sake of profit. When these actions occur, millions of lives are affected by the continuing actions of those who seek to irreparably destroy the very meaning of affordable housing. If there is any real solution to the ongoing crisis, it is long gone. The impending eviction holocaust, the affordable housing shortage, the unstable food prices, the constant new policies that have done more harm than good, the list goes on. But the real problem is that there are those that are so damn accepting of these abuses that they would rather see thousands suffer as long as they're not caught up in it. This is the one thing that slowly drove people to turn on their own for self-benefit. If you want to know more information, look at my episode, American Auschwitz. The very same patterns of an impending dissolution of autonomy are showing rapidly. And I've said this in the first 3 seasons of my podcast, consciousness is what will help turn the tide. But because of the continued extortion of our rights and liberties, that alone will lead to a deep rift in the whole of humanity. People in general don't talk much about doing right. They're like mini politicians that have no damn clue on how to help the people as a whole and not their own personal circles. The tweets that were posted concerning such dire situations were met with harsh comments and even more heartless statements, forgive me. The heart of humanity is beating erratically with ischemic waves affecting it at every turn. So my question to you, my fellow listeners, for 2022, when the heart of humanity finally stops beating, who is to blame? Is it the politicians? Is it the elites? Is it the corporations? No. It's us. We did this. We are guilty for the first degree murder of humanity and all that implies. Because of self-motivation, which in some cases can be a good thing, but now it's turning into an absolutely horrible aspect. Thousands of families are facing eviction. And at the very same time that this is due to happen, even though the portal may open up for ERAP, it's not going to matter. As I have stated rapidly in my tweets, you can look me up, Villainous9 on Twitter. And as I have stated, it doesn't matter if you are approved, if you are on a waiting list, or your application is pending. People who are desperate for a way out will do what it takes, even if that means violating the protections that tenants are supposed to have. There were a wave of illegal forced evictions following 2020 and the year of 2021, and that was met with silence and compliance. So what do you think is going to happen for 2022? We're no longer under a moratorium. That is due to end on Saturday, thanks to our dedicated governor. Much less, there were those that suggested the abolishment of winter evictions, at least, so families could have a roof over their head during the harshest season of the year. And yet, that was met with silence. So the question that I have for all of you is, what will it take for each and every single one of you to get up off your ass and stop thinking of yourselves and think of the innocent people who will be out on the streets, who will be congesting homeless shelters, much more? Think about the people who are trying to help those that will be inherently stressed out and won't be able to sleep. Hell, they might even have a stroke or a heart attack from all of this. But as usual, as long as the landlords and property owners get what they want, it doesn't matter. Never did, and apparently it never will. Yes, there was a moratorium put in place in 2 years, but that did not stop eviction. So what did it really do? The reason why there was a decrease in evictions is because they went off the books. They violated, not to mention the interrelationships involving government agencies that are responsible for holding these landlords accountable. So as this moratorium ends, for everyone out there who listens to my podcast, who knows exactly who the fuck I am, pray for them. And if there is anything that you can do to help these families that are going to be in dire need, do it. Because 2020 and 2021 have demonstrated that humanity died a long time ago. Our society is being engineered to be incompassionate to another's battle. Now, don't get it twisted. I know that there are small-time landlords that are struggling greatly. That doesn't make any sense because there's well over $600 million for homeowners assistance. So what is going to happen in the following years involving the state of New York when it comes to housing rights, when it comes to requirements to even have a roof over your head? We were so mired in the vaccine debates and the mandates and the masks and COVID overall that we have forgotten completely basic human rights. They're continuously pushed under the rug for the sake of getting back to business, if you will. That there's a booming economy. Well, I don't see that. And I've got plenty of people who will prove that we are not a booming economy right now. We lost over 64% of our restaurants, our businesses, following this pandemic. Because they waited for a government that didn't give two shits on whether or not they floated or they sank. And I'm telling you the truth. So what really makes you think that this ERAP program is going to be any different?
What makes you think that the good cause eviction law is going to be honored by landlords and property owners? Oh, no, no, no. They will find a way. And many will be left behind and on the streets. You think about that before you make such a heartless comment again. The punishment for the first degree murder of humanity is life in prison that we built for ourselves. So for all those that are mired in their own personal issues, which in some cases you really shouldn't be having personal issues because you are afforded the same rights and resources just like everybody else. When this ends, when you see the anguish of families and individuals all over the place, I hope you'll be real fucking proud of yourself. Until next time, my beautiful and some lost souls, stand up, stand out, or stand out. It has always been your choice. As a very clear message to what is doomed to happen, I am posting two very special songs that will be on my next album called The Hidden Pages. When this album comes out, I ask that you pay attention to the lyrics and let the entrancing sounds of what was and what could be cleanse your mind of the mainstream feces that has infested your brain. I love each and every single one of you. Look out for each other and do what it takes to prevent the destruction of our souls. Thank you.